We had a great time. Great time with baseball.
All right, joined by Antron Brown, our top field champion here at the Catspot Northwest Nationals, driver of the Matco Tools Dragster with support from the U.S. Army and Toyota. 50th win in the category of top fuel, 66th national event win of Antron's career. And a very interesting stat here, fourth win overall at Seattle and third consecutive. So let's just start there. You love this place probably more than anywhere else but your own home.
This place here has always been good to us, and it's just the energy, the vibe, the fans. And this, when we come here, we're getting into a groove. And usually when we get to Seattle, we get to the Western Swing, our team starts hitting that stride. And it's no secret, we struggled at the beginning of the year. You got to remember, we lost Brian Carotti. When we lost him, we just lost a team guy. And then we had other guys move up, and he had to gel in new spots and positions. And then we had other issues, as normal top fuel issues, clutch this, that thing, that. And then we changed engine combinations. We switched over to U.S. Army engine combination. So Mike Neff, Phil Schuller, and them guys gave us a great deal of help. And then Mark Oswald and Brad Mason, and with the help of Mike Green coming over to Extra Set Eyes, really, really helped, like, our whole team just start going. Like, literally, like, we got everything in the groove, and we just been doing it one run at a time. And our main focus was to get better every race and learn this new combination and make it work. And we were good in Sonoma. We were good in Virginia. It was just like we just lost close races like Blake Alexander both times. Like if we beat him, we went to the final. So it was just like on the other end of the spectrum that we're used to be on the opposite side. But today, all those win lights turned on for our team. I couldn't be so proud of all my guys, how persistent they've been through this year, not being down, getting to them, and we're just going to work. I think all the media and all the fans were more like, it's going to be okay. I was like, I know it's going to be okay. It's all right. This is drag racing. You know what I mean? You just got to stay with it, and it will get better. And here I'm just so happy that it happened here at the Northwest Nationals here in Seattle.
How about the milestone in terms of the number of wins?
I mean, you know, I never – brother, it's been so long since we won, I haven't even thought about winning 50. People talk about it and sing about it, but now after we got that win, it came over and goes, you won 50, that's pretty incredible. And it's just a true blessing. And for the group of guys that I've worked with my whole career in top fuel to make it a reality, like starting off with Lee Beard, who used to be a crew chief for Jerry Ruth the King, starting out with him my first year, getting me my first top fuel win, and with Brian Carotti, Mark Oswald, and Brad, and the rest of our guys. Been with them for literally 9 years and winning 3 championships and winning most of all of our top fuel wins. And now to do it just with Mark and Brad and, like, you know, Mike Green helping us out and everybody else and to help with our U.S. Army teammates, it makes it even feel that much more special because Oswald is a championship funny car driver. He's an innovator, engineer, and Brad's always been really sharp behind the scenes and never really got his due. And it feels so good to win with both of them and all of our guys where they stepped up. And like Kyle being a car chief, taking on that huge responsibility, then Matt going from clutch assistant going to cylinder heads, that's a big deal. And to win, like, you know, everybody, oh, yeah, it's been a wild win, but you got to realize we did this at the beginning of this year, so where were we, like, 16 races in and get a win? Man, that's like a whole new team starting out. So with that, man, my hat's off, and I couldn't be more proud of all those guys.
I know you always had confidence in your team, but for a guy that's used to winning as much as you do, how do you deal with that mentally? People asking you, when are you going to win? When are you going to win?
Well, the thing about it is that for me, I've been very fortunate to understand what makes these cars go. Okay, I've never been your typical driver that sits behind the scenes and say, "What's wrong with my shit box?" You know what I mean? We never say that. You know what I mean? It's like we go, "All right, well, I understand why it's wrong. I understand the engine's not right this time. This ain't right." And when you understand, we're actually doing it together as a whole group. So I know it's a matter of time of once it starts happening. So I never get discouraged, and we do our most learning when we're struggling. As long as we're making changes to make it better. Be a different story if we kept on doing the same thing, expecting different results. But we were making moves every time to make that car better. And that's why I say, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. Now, if we go out there and go just hoping for the best, oh, then you'll see a different AB. But we didn't have that, and that's why I always stand behind my guys forever. And, like, you know what I mean? Everybody's like, oh, what's going to happen? You go do this? I'm like, no, we're going to be all right. Just give us time. And thank God for this countdown because it's happening, at the right time, and our car is showing it, and we're qualifying in top five at the last three races, and we just want to keep doing it. And top three is our goal. Then we're going for number one spots now. That's the good part.
Kenny Bernstein is one of those guys you can sit under the play in the bleachers and in English sound you pretend you really like him. Now you're three victories away from tying Kenny Bernstein.
What?
Yeah.
He's got 53 in
overall. Over 69.
Do you not? Kenny, one thing I can say, he's one of my true heroes. I saw him in Denver. Came up, gave me a hug, him and his wife, Cheryl. And what makes him so special is a lot of people always thought about him, of what he's done and how great he was. But people don't realize the work ethic that man has. And that's who I always try to emulate, because he outworked people. He was talented, but then when you put talent with his work effort, that's what made Kenny Bernstein who he was. And surround himself by right people. So when I look at him, I'm like, you know, Kenny, and he could jump in a car right now. I saw him in Denver. He's still in shape, lean, mean, trim, muscles popping out. Because you know why? He wants to live life every day to its fullest. And that's what I try to emulate out here in my life and on the racetrack with my team guys, and have them try to help them and mold them to have that same mindset.
Maybe tell us about the matchup against Steve Torrence today. That was a big win.
Oh, who you telling? And I felt really bad because I keep on going back to Virginia. We had his number in Virginia, and I just let it go because I red-lighted. Our car's going to run a mid-80, and we would have beat him in Virginia. And I just let the whole team down. But they said, all right, AB, it's all right. And they picked me back up. And then the last race, we raced each other. We had a good race with them there, and we just dropped the hole, and we're running right with them. So this race here, to actually go up there, hottest part of the day, run it, we both ran low ETs of the whole session. He outran us by 100th. And to get him, and I know Steve, I mean, he's been winning all the races because they're going down track, and he's flawless. That whole team is flawless. And if you want to win a championship, you got to go through them. You got to go through them, because it was his championship to lose last year, and that's what happened. But he's showing why he should have won that championship last year. And I know, we know that we have to get our act together, and that right there is our first step of getting back on the horse where we need to be.
Kind of a flip-flop. You used to think, if I
want to
win a championship,
I can't listen to you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it all changes. And is the last 2 years, they have the best team, period. And Steve's been the best driver. You know what I mean? But the thing about it is, I'm still young. Don't worry. Cream's been creaming up. But here comes chocolate. He's coming. He's coming. I'm getting a little sweeter. Getting a little sweeter for him.
AB, what... tell us about the final round.
Well, the crazy part is that Leah, man, I tell you what, me and her have been talking, and she's been beating herself up, you know, in Denver and Sonoma, just a couple different miscues she's had. But that's when you know she's a sign of a champion that's coming, because she sucked it up here this weekend, and the block of it all out, and she was, like, steady every round. And we went to that final round, even though they blew up in the semifinals, we was like, girl, we got our work cut out for us. We went up there just trying to run the same number that we ran, like an 81. And our car mixed the little cylinders up on the big end. And we made the race, and it was a close race. And they came back up and ran just what they ran a lap before, just a little bit slower. She might have lost a little bit because she might have threw it in there. I mean, I don't know if she threw it in or not. So she crammed her in there. And I was like, you know what, AB? Don't rush. Take a breath. I did my breath. I went, and I just got her in there. And when that tree came down, I just hit it like I always hit it. And we just had enough just to squeak it out there. And it was just a great win. And to go through Sean Reed, Tony Schumacher, the 8-time world champ, then to face off against Steve in the semis, and to race Leah in the finals, I don't know how you get much tougher. It's rough out there. But you know what? This is what makes us do what we do. And that's why I enjoy racing out here in the NHRA Melio Series.
That's a great way to pay Mike Green and Mike Neff back. My hope is you go knock them off.
Yeah, I didn't see Mike up in the winner's circle with us. I don't know where Mike went, man. I was a little upset because he's been a big part of us, and he tries to play low-key behind the scenes, but he's been up there with us, and my hat's off to him. Been around Mike for a long time, and hey, man, he's part of the family over here. He helps not just our team, but all of our teams out every weekend.
So what do you think you do so well at this particular track?
It's just that time. It's the time where you got to show up. Seattle is that last part, that western swing. And you know when you get here, you got two more races to get ready for that countdown. And right here gives you, you get a week break, you get a week off. So it gets you that week off. You're like, oh, we did something good, but we have to replicate that going into Brainerd and definitely Indy, because that's what sets you up. And our main deal is, like, we still have a shot to pick up a spot or so. So if we can keep doing what we're doing now, we have a shot to move up a spot, and that helps out huge in the countdown.